Nature's Chosen, the radiant return of Aquilegia canadensis, celebrating the unexpected beauty that blossomed in our wildflower haven. By Heather E. Goodman. This year marks the jubilant return of Aquilegia canadensis, commonly known as columbine, to our little patch of earth, and the joy it brings is immeasurable. The wild beauty of this vibrant creature choosing our garden as its home is a testament to the harmony we've cultivated with nature, a beacon of hope in a world that often feels askew. A decade ago, my husband Paul and I embarked on a gardening adventure, transforming a barren space into a haven for native wildflowers. After years of patient waiting, our garden rewarded us with the majestic purple cone flower, goldenrod, and poke milkweed. However, it was only last year, a decade into our gardening journey, that the columbine made its grand entrance, adorning our garden's edge with its crimson and golden dangling flowers, a spectacle to behold. Much like the cardinals nesting in the holly, the bluebirds in their box, and the elusive phoebes somewhere in the vicinity, the columbine makes us feel chosen, special, and intimately connected to the natural world. Nature, with its wonders, offers us the rare gift of feeling truly seen, a sentiment we all crave in our busy lives. There's a delightful possibility that the columbine found its way to us through the native seeds collected during our romps with Paul and our dogs. Gardening, especially with native plants, becomes a tangible expression of action yielding results, a gratifying equation that requires minimal effort for maximum reward. While the prospect of birds delivering the initial hope-filled seeds adds an enchanting layer to the story, the columbine's presence itself is a testament to the magic of nature. The robust, towering plant in our wildflower garden, compared to its delicate counterparts clinging to a cliff face along the creek, challenges preconceived notions about where beauty can thrive. As the Aquilegia canadensis in our garden continues to burgeon, reaching heights of 3 feet with leaves like brandished flags and stems resembling solid trunks, the anticipation builds. The bloom, resembling an eagle's talon, promises a visual feast that will attract hummingbirds, bees, and butterflies. I eagerly await the moment when I can delicately touch the flowers, tilting their faces towards mine, expressing gratitude for choosing our humble garden as their sanctuary. In the realm of gardening, the joy lies not only in the blooms, but also in the surprises, those unexpected moments that amplify the wonder of cultivating life. This dance with nature, filled with uncertainties, losses, and lessons, contributes to the enchantment that keeps us tethered to the earth, grateful for each precious bloom and the mysteries that accompany them.